you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios. I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today it's all about It's a Wrap Wednesday. And now we are talking about what some people are getting to wrap up with our entertainment community. And it ain't going to be nothing nice. This is with the strike that's going on with IATSE. Okay, if you don't know, unless an agreement is made, union members will begin a nationwide strike against the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers on Monday, October 18th at 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. IATSE International President Matthew D. Loeb said that the union will continue bargaining with the producers this week in hopes of reaching an agreement that addresses core issues such as reasonable rest periods, meal breaks, and a living wage for those on the bottom of the wage scale. However, the pace of bargaining doesn't reflect any sense of urgency, Loeb said. Without an end date, we could keep talking forever. Our members deserve to have their basic needs addressed. Last week, IATSE members who work in television and film production at the 36 IATSE local unions across the country voted to authorize the union's international president to call a strike if contract talks didn't result in a new contract for 60,000 film and television workers. Voter turnout was 90% and 98.6% of those voting in support to authorize the strike. So I'm telling you, this for film and television workers, it's about to go down if you don't know. IATSE is a powerful union. It's the International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees. And they take care of all their union workers, whether you're here in makeup, wardrobe, props, location manager. This is where it all goes down. I remember working on a set and having people complain quite a bit about what's going on and what they will and won't do. And I can, you know, you can just feel, even though they're working, doing part of what they do, you could just feel the unhappiness of what was going on. And I can only imagine. I started off in hair and makeup, that of which I love. And this is no joke. It's no joke. I love what I do. I love what I do. I'll do it till I'm blue in the face. I do it for free because I love it so much, which is why my hair and makeup is always on point, because it's a love that started with me. It's a booger bear if I couldn't do it. Just imagining thought not being able to do it, whether it was due to physical health or someone stopping me from doing it. But luckily, I own my own, so I can do it, and God is blessing me and keeping on blessing me with my health so I can continue to do it. And then there was a new love of cinematography. So it's amazing, you know, what these people are going through and putting themselves through because of, you know, what's happening with the producers of this union. And it has to change. And I vowed, you know, with my crew, I'm not going to do that. I make sure to have everything in place so they can feel appreciated and that they want to come back, that they want to tell other people, this is a wonderful place to work. This is a wonderful place to be because she takes care of us. Sometimes she takes care of us, and we have to make her take care of her, you know. So that's what you want to hear, you know. It needs to be a family setting. It needs to be something that is major when it comes to what's going on with you and what you do. You know, it needs to be how you take care of you. You know, you have to have that. how you take care of you is how you're going to take care of, it should be how you're going to take care of others. And it's a lot of people who are getting away with murder when it comes to what's going on with union workers. And then on top of that, demanding for workers to be more people of color, more women. This is a time for change. And this is a time that we're waking up and shaking up the system to where something can be done about it. From African-American actors and actresses to having adequate hair and makeup to the PA having a living wage. This is that time, and your company will set an example for years to come. So if you don't do it now, you may regret not doing it. You may be not be in a place to not do it later. So it's a wrap for all of that. So it's a wrap for treating your union workers like crap. It's a wrap for treating your non-union workers like crap. This is that time to do what you need to do in order for everyone to meet their needs, especially as leaders. So I'm going to say it's a wrap for that. Remember, and tell us your opinion on what's going on and what you think about everything. When it comes to union workers and what's going on with everyone, because it matters. It matters. It really does. It at the end of the day, we need to be able to do what we need to do on all levels, because if we don't, it's not going to turn out the way we want. And it never does. So I'm going to suggest to everyone to get it together, people. Share what needs to be shared concerning supporting your fellow union workers. And you may be able to make some headway and make some change. So in the meantime, I want you all to be aware of what's going on, because it could be you. And call in. Email us at info@cleopatramemphisstudios.org. You can, and I'm actually trying to be majorly involved in this. So email us, call in at 563-999-3596, 563-999-3596, or you can like, follow, and share what's going on with us and our pages on social media, Instagram, Cleopatra Memphis Studios, Twitter, CM Studios, Facebook, Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and now TikTok. So follow us and let us know what you're thinking. So until next time, people, with everything that's going on in the world, if you're living, if you're breathing, that means you have purpose because you're still here. So until next time, people, I want you to do what? And that is be great.